Introduction to the Book of Joshua. This book is named after the great military commander, Joshua. God named Joshua as Israel's leader before Moses died. Where the book of Deuteronomy ends, the book of Joshua begins, with the people of Israel camped on the east side of the Jordan River, ready to enter the land God had promised them. For the previous 40 years, Israel had journeyed in the Sinai Desert. God was continuing to fulfill his promise to Abraham to make him a great nation, which is recorded in the book of Genesis. He was also judging the sins of the pagan peoples who lived in the region and rejected the one true God as Lord of all the earth. The book of Joshua is a story about God reclaiming a portion of the earth for himself and for his chosen people. With God's help, the people crossed the Jordan River and took possession of the land that was called Canaan. Toward the end of his life, Joshua reminds the people of God's promises to them and encourages them to keep loving and obeying God. Israel did remain faithful to God during Joshua's lifetime.